Hey, so we were talking about this, and it came out on Twitter. It's the thing about whether or not you're showering wrong. Some say you face forward. I'm one of those guys. You face forward. Most, which surprises me, say you're doing it wrong. You are showering wrong. I think it's super weird. Have you been told you're doing something wrong? If somebody said you're doing something wrong, 1-800-252-1025 or text 90627. I'll start. Since my first day in radio, so my first day in the year, everybody, all my bosses, all my friends said, dude, you're great, but you have to stop screaming into the microphone. And I got hired, like, I had just been busted. I'm all over the news. And my boss hired me, and his boss listened to the first day and called him and said, have you lost your mind? This guy has nothing to say, yet he's screaming. And here I am now. And also, Gary Crow gave me the same advice. God bless him.
I've been told I do something wrong, and that is eat a cheese stick.
A what?
A cheese stick.
Oh, I thought you said a cheese steak. And I said, there's no way to eat that wrong.
The stick? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure.
And most people say you're supposed to peel it. I bite it.
Yeah, you're wrong. But it's not the end of the world wrong, but I am pretty sure you're wrong. If we had the time for it, I'd say, hey, call up this right now and tell her. But yeah, you don't bite. You're talking about string cheese, right?
String cheese, yeah.
There's a reason it's called string cheese. Turn it into some string, Sarah.
Well, we want to know, have you been told you do something wrong? What is it? Call us now to tell us, 800-252-1025. Text in 90627. We'll be taking your calls after this one from Queen on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Oh, yeah. On 102.5 KZOK FM and KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle.
An iHeart radio station.
It's a fight to the finish because I eat my spinach. I'm looking at the phone lines. It's, you know, different one each line. Call us up. Get your point across. 1-800-252-1025 or you can text 90627.
Have you been told you do something wrong is the question. And it's because a debate popped up on Twitter about whether you face the shower head or the shower head is putting the water on your back. Barney, you're on Anderson Island. Good morning.
Yes, how you doing?
We're all good, man. What do you got?
Generally, I face it to the back.
You face out of
my nozzle disconnects, so it goes up, under, and over. So,
well, there you go, because yours goes over and under. I think that answers the question.
That one went over my head. But so you and Waldo both say you face the shower head. I have the water for the most part on my back, depending on what you're washing, but. I mean, it's got to face the back. You're doing it wrong, Danny.
No, we're doing it right. How do you put on your shampoo?
How do you get the shampoo out of your hair if you're facing the front?
Because you let the water. It's called a shower for a reason.
But if you face forward and wash the shampoo out of your hair, then it's all going in down your face and into your eyeballs.
All right, then this is very important. How do you eat your string cheese in the shower, facing forward or something backwards, Sarah?
I bite my string cheese. I've been told I am doing it wrong.
Yeah, totally wrong.
Double D in Tacoma, have you been told you'd do something wrong?
Uh-oh. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I definitely take a shower with the water hitting my back because if I did it, I'd have such a mess. Water would just squirt everywhere off hitting my boobs all over the floor.
I was gonna say, is anybody here getting like, I like my shower because I'm Double D and I'm naked and then I wash these and that takes a little extra soap because they're Double Ds.
That's funny.
Yeah, and I prefer my shower head like removable.
Oh, right on. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So what I've been told that I do wrong is I bought a new car during the summer and it has one of those, like most new cars, you know, it has the camera so you can just look right. on your dash and see yourself backing up. And I never use that. I always look over my shoulder. And my boyfriend makes fun of me all the time for that. I never use that thing.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, that's how you were taught to drive. Amy often yells at me because I'm not using the camera, but now I'm really attuned to the camera, and I think it's way better than looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, Double D, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
You got to start using the camera.
I will absolutely volunteer to show you how to do it right.
Fletcher, driving to Spokane this morning, have you been told you do something wrong?
Hey, good morning, everyone. How y'all doing today?
We're very well, thank you. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, I face the shower. I wonder if it's a male-female thing. Females face away, males face towards it. I don't know. And
maybe
when
right.
I'm in the shower, I pull apart the string cheese. So
there you go.
But what I do wrong is, I've been told I do wrong, is the toilet paper roll. I put it over the top. Everybody says, no, it goes around in the back. It over the top. How else are you going to grab it?
You are 100% wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. The toilet paper comes over the top. That's a fact. You can Google it.
That's what he's saying he does. He goes over the top and people tell him he's doing it wrong.
Right. So if your friends are lunatics because you're doing it right.
Yeah, you're doing it right, Fletcher.
Yeah, Fletcher.
Doris in Chicago, good morning.
Hey, what up, Doris?
Well, I guess I'm the lunatic of the day because you guys are wrong. First of all, Sarah, you don't stand in the shower backwards. You don't bite string cheese. And you certainly do not pull toilet paper over the top. Have you heard of gravity going over the top? You pull down.
Hey,
toilet paper pulls down.
I just want to know one thing, you guys. If I fly Doris out, will she just stand there and put Sarah in her place? Because that was awesome.
All right, so that blows Fletcher's plan that it's a female thing with how they face the shower. That he thought maybe it was because, you know, we've got boobs that we have the water mainly going on the back. But Doris says no.
Well, it depends on your boobs, because your particular boobs in the shower, Waldo could stand under your boobs and stay dry. That's all I'm saying.
David and Puyallup, have you been told you do something wrong?
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
Tell us what.
What?
I'm working with a guy doing ceiling tile, and if I cut a straight line, I come off the wrong side. It doesn't matter what I do. If it's not his way, it's wrong.
Well,
at the end of the day, we get it done.
Is he paying you?
No, it's a coworker. We get paid by another boss, but at the end of the day, we do get it done. We have a good time.
And do you recognize this saying, measure twice, cut once?
Yeah, but I'll measure from the wrong side. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? It's funny. Yeah,
all right, man. Remember that if you're out there and you're a carpenter. Measure twice, cut once, and tell them Danny Bonaducci told you how to do that.
Yeah, there are just some people who, no matter what you're doing it wrong. And David saying his coworker, he's doing exactly what the coworker is doing, but the coworker's telling him he's doing it wrong.
He's doing it wrong.
Some people are bossy. I wouldn't know anything about that.
That was genuine heart laughing right there.
Call us to tell us, have you been told you do something wrong? 800-252-1025. Big debate about which way you face in the shower. Face the shower head or away from the shower head. Are you doing it wrong? Let's talk to Suzanne in Pacific.
Hey, Suzanne.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Hey, many years ago, I was working on potty training my young daughter, and I was showing her, okay, first you do this, and then you do this. And my husband said, no, that's not how you do it. And I looked at him, and I said, and when did you become a girl?
Yeah, because let me see if I'm not mistaken here. Front to back, yeah, on a girl?
Yes, front to back.
See, huh?
There's more that I don't need to share on the radio.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
It's more particular thing than guys really understand.
Yeah, that's remember funny. When you're potty training, measure twice, cut once. I don't know how that will help you, but just remember it.
Thanks for the call, Suzanne.
Thank you. Can I chime in right here?
Yeah.
Parking. And here's the thing. Everybody tells me I do it wrong because I hit the curb like two or three times before I back up, but I still eventually get parked. Are people by my wife, are they right to tell me I'm parking wrong? Don't you check with the hit the curb a couple of times before you know where you are?
No, you're doing it wrong.
I am doing it wrong. I've gotten out of the car three or four times now and just walked over and let her do it because she's a really good parker. It's kind of embarrassing because people are behind me and they are not digging me. And Amy jumps in and does it one try.
This call screener here that, you know, Waldo put up a yo in Tukwila. Yo, have you moved or is this a different yo?
No, I'm Yo and Yo Olympia. Silly Waldo.
What is Waldo doing?
Silly Waldo.
I'm sorry, Yo. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I have been told that I put my pants on wrong because, you know, you're supposed to put it on one leg at a time, and I don't put any legs on.
I wondered where you were going. I was like, well, that's totally right. Everybody says that I put my pants on one leg. Superstars say that to make you feel, but I've never heard of that before. That's cool.
Got a couple of texts about showering. They say you face away from the shower head because you get warm faster. So if it's like in the middle of the winter and you're really freezing, it heats up your back and you get warm faster.
Really? What do I have on my front side that you don't have? Let's say get that warm first so you face the shower. What are you going to run on the cold Hoosits? or what's-its. I don't even remember anymore.
You have a who's-its.
Dang, you have a what's-its. Right.
Susan in Tahuya, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I've always had this pondered this question. Do you floss before you brush or floss after?
Oh,
I floss all the time.
Okay.
This is going to make people. In between my teeth.
This is going to make people mad at me, but I never floss.
Oh,
ever.
Gross.
What do you mean gross? I have a cool toothbrush. I mean, not, it's not like a water pick or anything like that, but it seems to me that everything gets out. And by the way, you know what I do if I really need to pick my teeth,
ew,
don't you?
Oh, do you have to tell us? No.
I use my toenails like every normal boy.
And Susan, by the way, you're supposed to floss before you brush because it gets all the stuff out from in between your teeth, and then you brush to get anything remaining out of there.
But if it's going to get things that are remaining, why not skip flossing and just do that to get the stuff out of there?
You are gross.
Oh, I am gross. I'll tell you right now, I am the grossest man you will ever meet.
Have you been told to do something wrong? Let's talk to Kelly in Chehalis.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Danny. Long time listener, first time caller.
Hey, that is great. We asked people that haven't called the show to identify themselves, so we want to know who's joining in the show. That's you, and thank you very much. Now, what do you got for the show?
Well, I'm told I'm wrong every day. I'm doing everything wrong. But I've been married for 30 years. So
I was going to say that.
I was wrong. Hey, Danny, I used to watch you when I was a kid. Love you guys.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for joining the show. Feel free to call in anytime you dig a topic. Call us.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Welcome to the show. Waldo, the man on the phones, have you been told you do something wrong?
Yeah, back in middle school, I was playing basketball, and I used to shoot with two hands.
Mm-hmm.
And every coach, even coaches on the opposite team that we were playing from, would say something to me like,
really?
You're shooting the ball wrong.
Because
you need
supposed
to
be
tuck
one?
Your elbow in, one arm.
Huh.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, though, I'm disappointed because I pretty much thought that basketball was your future.
I did, too, at the time.
At the time. You know, it's, you can do that all the time. I thought I was going to make $1 million riding my unicycle. I thought I'd be in pickup basketball, all that stuff. And then eventually you go, nap, this is not working out for me. It just hurts my butt.
Thanks for the calls and texts, everybody. Coming up next, it's Sarah's Filthy Forecast right around 7:20.
Catch up anytime with the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
It's Sarah with your Filthy Forecast. How about a sex on the beach? Pina colada. Dip your big toe in sand and slather on the sunscreen.
Ooh,
I'll be frolicking in my thong. Oh, it's all about fantasy and imagination, my friends, because a cold front is perched on top of us. I hate to use the F word. I'm sorry, but
what?
Frigid weather is in store for the week. Oh, 43 for the high, 33 for the low. Some of you are getting snow. Do you want to play with my snow blower?
I most certainly do.
I have it in the garage next to the leaf blower. I'll have an update for you on the sticky wet stuff. Join me Thursday for your weekend outlook. With the best weather front in Seattle, I'm Sarah.
All right, I don't want to make a big deal out of this, you guys, but Sarah just offered us a snowblower, and I think we should all take it. That was Sarah's Filthy Forecast, and it's brought to you by Pinto's Gun Shop, where gun enthusiasts shop.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Well, we're minutes away from the big news of the day. Move over, Jesus, on toast. You will not believe where a Sesame Street character just popped up. This is crazy. Something new that sounds super cool is opening in Puyallup, and a Super Bowl mainstay will not be around this year. We're going to tell you who and why in just a minute. Plus, you're about to hear a new keyword to text in and win a grand.
Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Danny Bonaducci and the big news of the day.
Here it is. It's the big news of the day, and it's brought to you by our pals at GoldbergJones.com. Call them up at 1-800-DIVORCE or go online to GoldbergJones.com.
Well, this is pretty cool and pretty unexpected. There is the first major brand extension of the UFC, and it is called UFC Gym, and they just announced it is opening up in Puyallup.
What, like, you can get classes there?
You can get everything there. This is a $5 million, 38,000 square foot facility,
whoa,
group fitness studio, weight room, cardio equipment, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, sauna room, locker room, post-workout treatment, a basketball court, also the classes, including MMA-inspired stuff.
You know, it's such a weird time to want to open up a place that specializes in grappling, getting on the floor, trying to pin the other guy or trying to get him to quit. I wouldn't want to have my money in that right now. It just seems like a lot of people go, no, I'm not rolling around on the ground with that guy.
Well, obviously, the different things that are open all are going to be done within the regulations for Puyallup. And they also offer youth programs for kids age 6 through 15. Kickboxing, regular boxing, all this different stuff. I mean, this is a massive facility. It sounds super cool.
It's just shy of being as big as the White House.
Is that right?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't know what is 50,000 square feet, but whatever it is, that's what I thought. The White House has got to be 100 square feet. But this is wild.
Yeah.
I've only taken one class at this because, you know, I was a pretty good fighter even when the place opened up across the street from my house. And I was talking a pretty big game, and Randy Couture, world champion, said, no, you do this. And then he kept calling me princess and kicked my ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fighting and the UFC, Jake Paul, internet personality turned pro boxer, now has his next fight set. He will be competing against an actual professional fighter this time around.
Okay.
Jake Paul will face former UFC fighter Ben Askren in an 8-round boxing match.
Eight
rounds.
Jeez, me and all the other people that have done this, including the last fight with Tyson, do 3 rounds, 2 minute. Why? Because it's a hokey kind of fight. It's not a real fight. I guess they consider this a real fight.
Did you say you fought Mike Tyson?
No, but I would, and I would kick his ass. You know that. No, I said it's 2 minute rounds, just like Tyson.
Gotcha. Well, he'll be facing him in an event happening April 17th under the Triller Fight Club banner, and that will be the main event. And a full card, they say, will feature familiar names from the world of boxing, past and present, as well as social media celebrities and MMA fighters. So, Waldo, I know you follow this kid, Jake Paul. Does he stand a chance against a real UFC fighter?
Yes.
Really?
The guy is 100% a wrestler and has zero boxing skills.
Gotcha.
Well, here's the problem with that. Are they just boxing or
yes.
are they wrestling?
It's boxing.
It's just boxing, mm-hmm. Waldo, so that's not good for your boy.
No, he's
Ben
saying...
Ben Askren is going to... might get his butt handed to him.
Oh, well, I'll bet. Well, I know what you do for a living. I'll bet you $1 that he gets his ass kicked.
But bet him Pringles. Bet Waldo food, and he's got more motivation.
All right, I'll bet you some food, and even maybe a turducken.
Well, there is the craziest picture online, and you can see it at KZOK.com. I thought it was fake at first. It is not. I said to you guys, move over Jesus on toast. That's
right.
Exactly what's
happening.
I'm on
pins and needles to find out what's going on.
A volcanic rock formation looks exactly like Cookie Monster was found in Brazil. So this is a rock that looked like a gray egg, and they find these things all the time. You've seen them, I'm sure, in stores. You split them open,
yeah.
And inside is like a precious like quartz and mica, stuff like that. So they cut it open. It's cut in half. They used a professional saw. They cut this thing in half. Inside is a blue quartz, and it looks exactly like Cookie Monster.
All right, I'm totally gonna check this out. It sounds crazy.
And because it's so rare, and it's got the two eyes and the mouth and everything, it 100% looks like Cookie Monster. They said this is going to go for about $10,000.
All right, now if I want to look at it, I'd go to Sarah at KZOK.
That's my Instagram.
Oh, man, I always get confused.
KZOK.com, you can see this, and I'm telling you, like, it's going to put the biggest smile on your face today.
All right, I'm checking it out.
Well, Jon Bon Jovi has... he has gotten a bit involved in politics, meaning he will perform at Democratic events. He has somebody he supports. He has spoken out against President Trump. And Bon Jovi seems like an all-around great guy.
Yeah,
so
does.
He was giving an interview post that inauguration TV special he took part in. And they said, well, you've been doing a lot of stuff with politics. Are you thinking about running for office?
Right.
And everyone was on pins and needles. What is Bon Jovi going to say?
What does Bon Jovi say?
Hell no.
Oh, you led me down that path.
It seems like he would be a good candidate.
It does.
That he doesn't have a real checkered past. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He does a lot of good for his community. Sadly, he says, Bon Jovi, I will not run for office.
You know, wearing your heart on your sleeve is terrible for dry cleaning. I just want to make that clear.
Well, the Super Bowl is going to look a little different this year. We've talked about how COVID is taking having an impact on how many fans will be in there. But we're also seeing some people choose not to advertise. Pepsi announced that they don't really need to advertise Pepsi because they are the sponsor of the halftime show.
I always wondered about this. Why do you have to really spend billions of dollars on advertising Coke when people are just going to go to the store and nobody's changing what they drink just because of your commercial?
Well, now we are finding out for the first time since 1983, Bud Light, Budweiser, will not be putting out a commercial.
I hate it when traditions go by the wayside. I thought that was very cool. I look for the, you know, it starts with the Clydesdale, and it's so cool. I'm really sorry it won't be there.
And these are some of the best commercials ever.
Yeah.
What's that?
All right, so let's start with the terrible ones. Okay, good. We got that out of the way.
Instead, Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch says they're going to donate the money it would have spent to coronavirus vaccine awareness efforts. So if it costs them $50 million, instead of making a new commercial, they're going to put that money towards public service
and
announcements.
And who's spending that money?
Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, mine's fine. How's yours? Had to be done. I had to go all the way across because I couldn't remember how to say Anheuser-Busch. See?
you probably will still see some ads for things like Bud Light Seltzer or Michelob Ultra, but the traditional Bud commercials that we've grown to know, to expect, you will not see.
Sorry to see it go. We'll be back, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's think positive. This will be the last Super Bowl impacted by COVID-19.
Right, but I think, and I don't want to be a bummer because I could be a great thing. I'm not sure what the world's going to look like when this is all over. So I think some things are going to have changed forever. I walk by restaurants or drive by restaurants that I have appreciated in the last couple of years, and they're all just boarded up, all sorts of things boarded up. I wonder what it's going to be when it's all over.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. But when it comes to companies like Anheuser-Busch, they're doing okay.
They're doing all right. They'll be all right.
That was the big news of the day, which is brought to you by Goldberg Jones, Divorce for Men, 1-800-DIVORCE, or online, goldbergjones.com. We are minutes away from playing a new game that has been sweeping the nation. Whose Hood Is It?
Whose Hood Is It?
We're going to give you a chance to win a $50 gift card to Neighborhood Bar and Grills. We're going to tell you how to win and give you that chance to win in just a few minutes, but we'll tell you exactly how after this one from Nirvana on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Well, gather around, friends, because we are playing the game that has already begun to sweep the nation called Whose Hood Is It?
Whose Hood Is It?
Is that really what I sound like?
That's what you sound like that time. Normally, it's music to my ears.
Well, to win this prize, and I know you're going to want to, you're going to have to tell us who lives in the hood that Danny is describing. And your gift is going to be a $50 gift card to Neighborhood Bar and Grills. Our contestant is Mike in Linwood.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Danny.
How are you, buddy?
Doing great, man.
All right, well, I got a couple of questions for you. One, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Indeed, I do.
Right on, buddy. One more. Do you understand the rules of the game?
Indeed.
Well, then let's get to it. We never saw much of this TV man's hood. Instead, we spent most of our time inside his house and in the land of make-believe. The most frequent visitors to his hood were the mailman and a trolley. He's famous for his sweaters, and it's always a beautiful day in his neighborhood. Can you tell us whose hood is it?
Sounds like the hood of Mr. Rogers.
It does sound like
nice
a Mr.
Job,
Rogers
hood. Mike! Mike and Linwood, first-time caller, and you won yourself a gift card to Neighborhood Bar and Grills.
Oh, that's very cool.
Plenty of locations to choose from. All have great food and drink. Mike, $50. Congratulations. I was a little bit nervous that was too hard. Apparently, I was wrong.
Oh, no, but I hope you're joking.
I am.
You should have walked to his house and given him the gift certificate, darling.